Free Talk Live, the Thanksgiving Day edition of the show. We're here in the studio doing a program for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can still take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. Known as the Packet 8 toll-free lines, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy that. freetalklive.com. So we've covered Thanksgiving. We've asked you, what are you thankful for today? And you can still answer that question. Also, talked about Black Friday, which, of course, is coming up within mere hours. Apparently, some stores opening as early as, well, mere hours from now, at midnight, for their crazy sales, and some of the people that are taking part in that. Want to hear from you, whether you want to talk about Thanksgiving, what you're giving thanks for, your participation in Black Friday, or something completely different. Now, we're going to get into, you know, a serious issue about George Bush and the loss of freedoms. But since we were talking about Black Friday, let's talk a little bit about Walmart. You may recall, Mark, that not too long ago, maybe about 8 months to a year ago, we reported on the Walmart bank idea.
Yeah, it's been a little while, but if Walmart weighs into the consumer banking industry, it should bring around some changes.
Well, personally, I was a big fan of the idea. Now, I like Walmart. I like what they do. I like the fact they bring low prices and all of that. I think there's some minor things that are wrong with the business. But in general, I think what they're talking about doing here is great, because what they were suggesting was that a lot of banking services are beyond the grasp of many more lower-income Americans, for instance. A lot of the services that many banks offer, you just can't get. You don't have the credit, et cetera, et cetera. So Walmart wanted to bring a lot of these services down to that level by opening a bank here in the United States. Unfortunately, it didn't work out for them. Now, the reason why is not the reason this particular article claims. From the New York Times, the International Herald Tribune, Mexico City. Public opposition has all but killed a Walmart plan to open its own bank in the United States. That's not true. The public didn't even know about it.
Ah.
It's the bankers that killed Walmart's bank. It's the bankers that don't want Walmart to come in and undercut their rates.
Well, there's certainly a vocal group of Americans that dislike Walmart.
Sure, but
they're not the public.
No.
They're a portion of the public. Now, if the public didn't like Walmart, Walmart wouldn't be the behemoth that it is.
That's true. And the public,
the public does like Walmart.
I'm pretty sure the public wasn't even really involved in this. I mean, the banking industry in America was scared to death.
Sure, they'd have to
have
better service.
Right, when they found out Walmart was getting into the game. However, Walmart did successfully, or is successfully, opening a bank in Mexico. But in Mexico, the retailer's push for a bank is sailing through. The finance ministry in Mexico has given final approval for the bank, said Walmart de Mexico on Wednesday. The bank would begin operating during the second half of 2007. Julio Gomez Martinez, the former chief executive of Bank One in Mexico, will lead the independent unit to be called Banco Walmart de Mexico Adelante. One possible reason for the different receptions in the United States and Mexico is that by most estimates, as many as 80% of Mexicans do not have bank accounts. No, that's not it, Ms. Malkin, she who wrote this article. It's the bankers that don't want the competition. But anyway, she goes on. Because Walmart plans to offer such accounts, local groups apparently had difficulty trying to stir up public outrage. Working-class Mexicans have been largely shut out of traditional banks by high fees, minimum balance requirements, and intimidating paperwork. And this is the same reason why lower-class Americans are also shut out of banks. Community banks barely even exist. In this venture, Walmart, the world's largest retailer, still might be the little guy, at least for now. Among Walmart's competitors is in the banking business are global banks like Citigroup and HSBC, which have made almost no effort to attract the vast bulk of working-class Mexicans. The authorities, beginning with the governor of the Mexican Central Bank, Guillermo Ortiz, have blessed the entry of retailers into banking as a way to reach people without accounts. It's a great idea. There are some super Walmarts that actually have banks in them. They are not Walmart banks. They're local banks that open a branch in the Walmart. And I think it's good because you've got that convenience. You know, you're there at the store to do your weekly shopping, and there's the bank. You go to the bank. I got to tell you, I've got one of those internet banks right now, but if Walmart were to open up a bank in town, I'd probably go and open an account there.
Oh, I'd have to see what they were offering, if it was better than, you know, the
I imagine it
community
would be.
Bank.
I imagine it would be. because they're competitive as hell. Anyway, in its statement last week announcing that Walmart, along with four other banks, had received preliminary approval, the finance ministry said it expects the new banks to create more competition and serve markets in that country's five dormant that the country's five dominant banks ignore. And thank goodness. I mean, congratulations to the finance ministry in Mexico for allowing poor Mexicans access to banking services. Good for them. In the United States, Walmart's application for an industrial bank is frozen. The company said that it wanted the bank to process credit card transactions, but community banks in the United States and even larger banks joined the usual Walmart foes like unions, labor activists, small merchants, and community groups to oppose the bank. Moreover, the Federal Reserve chairperson, at the time, I guess, Alan Greenspan, worried publicly about regulators' lack of oversight over the retail parent company. Even legislators in Congress spoke up. Walmart tried to head off opposition in the United States by promising not to put bank branches in its stores. For now, its application languishes under a six-month moratorium imposed in July by the FDIC, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, on industrial banks.
Now, you know, it just goes to show, who is the federal government to tell Walmart that they can't open a bank?
A large group of people with guns.
Right. The federal government has no business telling anyone or any company whether or not they can open a bank. I mean, what business is it of theirs?
Well, apparently it's their business because the existing bankers have lobbied them to keep Walmart out of the game. And not even in the consumer world. Industry! Walmart wanted to process its own credit card transactions, which would save them probably billions of dollars. Because
and they would pass them on, as they have
in
savings to customers, and the American people would benefit, and the bankers would, it would be to their detriment.
See, now, I don't know if most people
and
know.
That's how politics is.
Yep.
That's how it works. They reward their friends, they punish their enemies, and they do it at the expense of the American people every single time.
And nobody realizes it.
It's not the Democrats and it's not the Republicans.
It's both of them.
Neither one of them is going to save you. They're all a bunch of liars who are sticking their hands in your pocket for whatever reason they want.
And they protect the existing industries as well. In this case, the existing banks who are scared to death that Walmart's going to take their business and open up their own bank. Walmart can handle it. They're big enough. They've got the finances to start their own credit card processing transactions. Look, if you don't know how credit cards work, I don't think most people think about it. Most people, they swipe their card, pay the bill at the end of the month, and that's it. They don't realize that when you've got a $100 bill, if your total sale is $100, you swipe that credit card, you don't realize that anywhere from 2 to 3%...
Even more
than $100, really?
Oh, American Express.
American Express, okay, Diners Club,
yeah.
That sort of thing, yeah.
Yeah.
But yes, for the most part, let's just say 3%. 3% of that sale, $3 of that $100, is going to the bank. Walmart doesn't get
just
that $3.
Just for processing the credit card.
Right.
Just for the transaction, for the ease of you carrying that card, and for the marketing of getting you to carry the card, the bank takes 3%.
So Walmart's idea was, if we start our own industrial bank. Now, they tried the consumer bank and were shot down on that. So they figured they'd try the industrial bank idea. We start our own industrial bank. We'll run our own credit card transactions. Then we can only we'll do it for free because we're Walmart. And we can reduce our prices by 1.5% or 2% or something like that to be even more competitive. That's a great idea. It's a damn shame that the anti-competitive forces known as governments in America won't let it happen. Walmart, the reaction in Mexico has been the opposite. Walmart's the biggest retailer in Mexico and is the largest private employer, same thing as here in the United States, also biggest retailer, largest private employer. With more than 135,000 workers, it has 872 stores, including 502 supermarkets and hypermarkets, along with a national restaurant chain. Wow.
Restaurant chain?
This is in Mexico.
Oh.
That's a Walmart restaurant chain. And about 60 small department stores. Walmart continues to grow. In October alone, it opened 8 stores and 4 restaurants. And Wall Street analysis expected sales as high as $18 billion in Mexico this year. Protesters sometimes focus on the retailer as a symbol of multinational power. And community groups complain that new Walmart stores gobble
up... Hold it. Multinational power is ridiculous. Multinationals don't have power. Governments have power. And in some cases, they give it to the multinationals. In the case of, the oil companies, they managed to get the United States government to fight a frickin' war for them.
Yep.
That's what power is. Power is weapons.
Walmart.
Power is killing people.
Walmart just sets a price, and then you voluntarily come through the doors. Or not.
Socialists.
800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Name things that just won't budge. The scale when you're dieting. Sunday couch potatoes. And a stuck oil filter. Now I've got a fix for one of them. And when I come back, I'll tell you.
I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going. Fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air in fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com. BG.
I'm at a loss on budging scales, but stuck oil filters are no problem. I've got two fixes so simple, even you men can do it. Hammer a sturdy screwdriver through the filter's bottom half. Grip the handle, and using leverage, turn counterclockwise. Remove the screwdriver and spin off the filter. Or, gentlemen, wrap the filter with sandpaper. And using the rubber gloves you wash dishes with, get a good grip and twist off. These are great techniques for budging filters, but not recommended for moving couch potatoes. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the live Thursday, Thanksgiving Day edition of the show. Ian here with
and Mark.
1-800-259-9231. That's the Packet A toll-free line. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and experience the wiki. I believe it is back up online and functioning. We had a server crash earlier this week. Not so good. And there's still a few things on the website that are buggy, some things you're going to try that aren't going to work. So please be patient. And you may want to send any bug reports to Torgo at freetalklive.com, since he is the man that is taking care of getting us all back up and running. But the wiki should be working. Over 850 pages of content created by listeners like you. It's like the listener editable version of the Free Talk Live website. Wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. We're talking about Walmart. And we've talked about Walmart a number of times in the past on the show, and there's a reason. They're one of the biggest, they are the biggest retailer in the world. The biggest retailer in the United States, the biggest employer in the United States, and also the biggest retailer and biggest employer in Mexico. Now, the reason we're talking about Mexico, Walmart's, tonight is because the finance ministry in Mexico has brilliantly decided to allow Walmart to open a bank in Mexico. And I'm not being facetious when I say brilliantly. I think it is an awesome, excellent idea. Walmart is going to be offering banking services to low-income people, and that's only a good thing, to encourage them to save and, you know, build wealth and all of that. That's what this is going to result in. And we're contrasting it to the situation here in the United States, where Walmart is refused and rebuffed at every turn. Walmart has tried to bring financial services to the United States, and the banking industry and all of the usual anti-Walmart fools get in the way and lobby the government to prevent it from happening, and it hasn't happened. It's on hold. They're frozen. It's probably not going to happen. And I think that's a shame. I think it's sad because there are a lot of low-income Americans that could really use these services. They could really use the convenience and the services that are going to be offered here. Let's continue the story from the International Herald Tribune. Protesters sometimes focus on the retailer as a symbol of multinational power, and community groups complain that new Walmart stores gobble up scarce water and electricity without adding to the infrastructure. What? What? Walmart is taking too much water? What are you talking about? Most of the store is retail space. But because somebody goes in and flushes a toilet? I've never even heard that claim about Walmarts before.
Yeah, water?
As in the United States, there are fears that Walmart will kill the local markets that are the bedrock of commerce in small towns. I disagree. I would avoid small towns if it weren't for Walmart. So when I'm driving on the interstate, if I'm driving on the interstate and I need something, I'm not going to pull off because there's, you know, some little Smallville nearby to go find a general store.
Right, so that you can stop off at the local fruit stand to pick up a cantaloupe.
Yeah, or,
I mean, it just doesn't happen.
Or cross my fingers.
I do, when I'm going down some country road somewhere, I will stop at those little places. But I don't get off the interstate to be able to stop in Podunk nowhere to be able to stop at a fruit stand or something like that. But if you need something, you know that Walmart has it.
Yep.
You don't have to look for where it is. Walmart's gigantic.
It's usually right off the interstate.
It's easy to find.
And you don't have to worry that they're not going to have it. Whereas if I go to some podunk town and stop into the little corner market, and I'll be crossing my fingers to hope they have a box of tampons in stock or something like that. So let's continue. There are fears that Walmart will kill the local markets that are the bedrock of commerce in small towns. Remember, the way this article is written is very sort of anti-Walmart. It's got that sort of slant to it. Sorry, Walmart doesn't kill local markets. People voluntarily choose on an individual basis to shop where they want to shop. Every single day, millions and trillions of choices are made. Trillions, every second probably, of choices. Somebody driving down the street decides, I'm going to go shop at Walmart today for whatever reason. Or I'm going to go to the local store instead for whatever reason. And all of those decisions added up, all of those millions and trillions of decisions added up together make the marketplace. And it's the marketplace that decides whether or not a business survives. And it's the decisions that business makes that encourage it or discourage it from surviving in the future. It's not Walmart. Walmart doesn't come in and send out assassins to destroy the owners of the other businesses.
The mom and pop stores that are out there. And, you know, I'll admit that, you know, certain types of mom and pop stores might have a difficult time competing against Walmart. And perhaps, I don't know, maybe there are these sort of discount mom and pop stores that were in existence before Walmart came along, and Walmart put some of them out of business, and some of them are going out of business,
boo-hoo,
and that kind of thing.
Find something else to do.
But now think about it for a second. I think that that's bad. I think that local commerce is a good thing, and I think that you should buy from people in your neighborhood, and I'm for that. But if you choose to use the rule of law, and that's the only way you're going to have stopped this process, because the free market killed these people's business. People willingly chose to go to Walmart. Mm-hmm. If you're willing to use the rule of law for whatever, however you do it, zoning rules.
Now, wait a minute. Let's be fair. There have been some instances where Walmart has used the rule of law to override property rights in the cases of eminent domain and that sort of thing. But also, the rule of law is used against Walmart a whole lot as well.
Absolutely. And the golden rule holds true here.
Yeah.
If you don't want Walmart to be able to use the rule of law against you and to harm your community and that kind of thing, to do things that you wouldn't have them do in your community, mm-hmm. then don't do it to them. Now, if you would have Walmart, the rule of law used against Walmart, then what's the difference between that and welfare? It's just welfare for businesses, mm-hmm. welfare for that mom-and-pop business. Because
protectionism.
It is. It's protectionism because now you use your rule of law. Now I have to go and pay more if I choose to not go to that. If I would have chosen not to go to that store, I have to go to that store, the mom-and-pop store, and I pay more for things than
That's
I would
right.
have at Walmart. So you're using the rule of law to cause those people to make more money. That's not fair.
No, it's not.
That's not right.
Fair is allowing consumers to choose on their own where they bring their business.
Yep.
Let's go on. Local merchants and many smaller Mexican citizens have organized unsuccessfully to try to block a planned store, but Walmart is not the lightning rod for opposition that it's become in the United States, where activists have taken aim at its relatively low wages and meager benefits. In Mexico, its labor practices are no worse than those of its competitors. For many Mexicans, the low prices are what counts. Feel-good ads showing how Walmart has helped its Mexican suppliers export globally also help create a favorable image for the company. Many Mexicans are even hazy about whether they shop in a Walmart store. The company kept the name of most of the places it acquired when it bought the largest Mexican retailer in 1997. Retail opposition is weak. And you know what? Great. Walmart, people should feel good about shopping there, especially these Mexicans, because low prices, not only do low prices count for Mexicans, but low prices count for Americans as well. That's why they shop there, because the prices are low. It's not because of the great service. You know that you're not going to get great service in a Walmart. If you want great service, then go to a local shop. Go to a shop that specializes in the product that you want. You're going to get great service. But if you want the best prices, you know where to go. And the reason why that's so great is because it makes your dollar go further. It essentially gives you a raise. Because if you were shopping at a local mom-and-pop store every day when there was no Walmart around, and you got a $1,000 paycheck and you spend $250 of it at the local mom-and-pop store, you've got $750 left over. If Walmart opens up and you can go there and buy the same exact amount of products for $200, you've just got a $50 a week raise. Or $50 every 2 weeks, or whatever. You see what I'm saying? It actually makes your money go further.
But people want to take that money out of the American people's hands and give it to people they want. Reward their friends, punish their enemies.
More on the way. You take control. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-free Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Shelly, you look exhausted. What's wrong?
I am so tired. I just get so hot at night and can't sleep. I have tried everything. All kinds of fans, sheets, pillows. You name it, I've tried it.
My husband has always been a hot sleeper. He's never had a good night's sleep. Then we discovered something that really helped. It's called the Bedfan Personal Cooling System.
The what?
The Bedfan Personal Cooling System. It will keep you cool all night long and will work for everyone that sleeps hot, no matter what the reason. You can see it at bedfan.com.
How well are you sleeping? Are you getting the rest your body needs? Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? Or are you looking for the perfect gift for that person who has everything? The Bedfan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicines, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can go show. You take control. Toll free, 800-259-9231, the packet 8.net toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. What are you thankful for on this Thanksgiving? What are you going to be looking for tomorrow when you go shopping on Black Friday, if you are going to be taking part in that? And, of course, tomorrow, if you are out shopping, out and about, and you experience something interesting, definitely call us on tomorrow night's show and tell us all about it. So those are two of the topics we covered earlier. But in the midst, right now we're in the midst of discussing Walmart. That's right. Walmart, the big, evil, scary retailer, is opening up a bank down in Mexico. And I think it's great news because it's going to allow low-income Mexicans, of which there are a lot of them, to have access to banking services. And we'll talk a little bit more about that in a moment. And be sure you join us online at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site, we give them away. That includes the updates. You get signed up. We'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce at updates.freetalklive.com. That is updates.freetalklive.com. Register now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, February 23rd through the 25th. Meet libertarian superstars like John Stossel, Michael Badnarik, and many more. The most influential libertarians in America will be there. When is the early bird discount registration, when's that over with?
Tonight.
Hours from now. That's
right. Moments.
Thanksgiving is the last day.
If you aren't registered by midnight tonight, you won't get the early bird discount.
You can still register. You just have to pay more. At freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Get registered there. Learn more. freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Continuing the International Herald Tribune biased article against Walmart. Walmart just trying to bring banking services to its customers. They're allowed to do it in Mexico, but not in the United States. Now, why is that? Is it because possibly that the Mexican banking situation is more free than the United States? That the Mexican banking cartels, the existing Mexican banks, aren't as don't hold as much sway with their government? Must be.
It clearly. I mean, obviously, when the governments are smaller and weaker, the free markets are going to prevail more.
As in the United States, there are fears that Walmart will kill the local markets that are the bedrock of commerce in small towns. But
because Yeah, it's just going to throw the whole Mexican economy into a tailspin. Dear God, I mean, people could be poor and living in mud huts or something.
There's an opportunity here, says Raul Argelis, the Walmart de Mexico Director of Corporate Affairs. The size of the whole pie can grow for Walmart and for the rest of the players. And he's right about that. That's the key. That guy gets it. When it comes to creating wealth, when it comes to making products and services available in the marketplace and making a profit off of those things, socialists, people that believe in wealth redistribution, believe that wealth is finite. They believe that, well, that's it. It's all out there. The
pie is as big as it's going to get.
Right, the pie is the pie, and now we must divide it up equally amongst everyone with the governmental rule.
Right, and what they fail to understand is that, wealth is unlimited in the sense that when I apply my labor to something... Natural resources, then it becomes worth more. Mm-hmm. For instance, I can take a piece of wood. I have wood out in my shed here that I burn for heat. Mm-hmm. I could take that piece of wood and I could spend an amount of time on it, whatever amount of time I decide to spend on it, and carve it into something beautiful. I could sell that thing that's beautiful for $1,000. The piece of wood isn't worth a dime.
Apparently.
No, it's not worth a dime. I know what I paid
right,
for it.
Yeah,
it is not, in fact, worth a dime.
Right.
So I can turn it into $1,000. I've done that by applying my labor to it.
And your mind.
So... The wealth is created.
Right, and it's easy to see. Today is Thanksgiving of 2006. Flash back 400 years and look at the size of the pie back then.
Right.
Could you possibly argue that in 1706 or 1606 or, heck, 06 was the pie the same size back then? Was there as much stuff in the world to buy and as many products and services out there? Was there as much money out there? No. And the reason is because wealth grows in an unfettered free market, or even in markets that are low regulation, in markets where you're allowed to create products and services and sell them on the open market, wealth increases over time. That's why we're not in horse-drawn carriages anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we're driving cars and flying airplanes and flying to the moon and things like that. You know, where's it going to go next? It's hard to tell. We can predict some things. But wealth grows over time, and it's good to know that some of the people behind this this banking effort understand that. The Walmart Bank will start modestly with an investment of $25 million, offering bare-bones savings accounts and simple personal and consumer loans. The bank could also lend money to Walmart's small suppliers and to business owners who shop at Walmart Sam's Clubs, a discount warehouse store, he said. But it might take as long as 5 years for the bank to start making mortgage loans. All of these things are going to help the Mexican economy. They're going to allow...
Right. If Walmart starts giving more people mortgages, people who have never had bank accounts before, people who are, for whatever reason, other banks decide they're at risk.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what reason... if Walmart starts doing that, that's only good for the Mexican economy. That's only going to put more people in homes that they own and have paid for. Therefore, they're going to take better care of them. They're going to improve that property. Walmart could save Mexico.
It really could.
These damn socialists just want to get in the way of it.
And here in America, they're getting in the way down in Mexico.
But they're bemoaning that it's happening
in International Herald Tribune is, which is written here in the United States.
Right.
By some socialists.
Right. They're bemoaning what's happening in Mexico, and they won't allow it to happen in the United States. No, and I don't care if it's Walmart. I want the Citibank to have the opportunity to open a large retail store if they want to.
Sure.
I want Walmart to be able to open banks. I want companies and people, essentially, to have the ability to conduct commerce in the way they want, and people that aren't involved in it to keep their noses out.
Well, according to the Walmart representative, quote, "We're a low-cost company. We'll look for a very austere bank that is very focused on the customer." Now, Maria de Jesus Martinez may take a little persuasion. A domestic worker, Martinez was shopping at a busy Walmart-owned store one Sunday evening. About 9 years ago, she put the equivalent of about $80 into a Mexican bank. When she went to withdraw it, only $23 was left, the rest eaten up by commissions. She says, "It just took away all of my interest," she said. Well, guess what? Walmart entering the banking trade will bring more competition to the banking industry. Walmart targeting accounts towards the unbanked, targeting accounts towards low-income people that don't have experience banking, are going to make it clear to these individuals. If I was running this bank, I would say, come to Walmart. No fees, no minimums. You know, I would make it very clear. We are not going to nickel and dime you to death, which is what some banks do here in America. That's their sales pitch. Hey, we know these other banks have fees. If you want to use a teller, there's an $8 fee.
Yeah.
I mean, there's crazy fees in U.S. banks. And some banks realize that this is what people don't want, and they advertise against that. And Walmart can do that here, too. So just because some Mexican bank screwed you, lady, doesn't mean that all of them are out to do so. And, of course, buyer beware, caveat emptor, read the small print, make sure you know what you're getting into.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody in the family of eight even has a bank account. Her daughter, Mariana Hernandez, a student, offered only grudging interest. She said it might be an alternative. We would have to see how they manage it. Indeed. At least,
oh, sure.
At least they're going to get to see. We in America, we don't get that option. Because we're so free. Wait a minute. No, maybe not.
You know, it. Of course, Walmart's going to have to market itself to its customers on the way in. And it's going to give them an advantage. I mean, they're going to be able to put that bank in front of them every time.
Yep.
But Walmart gives haircuts, and I don't get my haircut there. Walmart
That's
gives.
True.
Walmart puts glasses, and I, you know.
You don't need glasses.
I don't need glasses, but I don't know anybody who's gotten their glasses there. I mean, my friends don't get them there.
Hmm.
You know, so, I mean, just because Walmart manages to have these things doesn't mean that, you know, necessarily it's going to take over the market.
So there
it
you
certainly
go.
Hasn't taken over the haircutting market.
1-800-259-9231. If you can make an argument for why Walmart shouldn't be able to open a bank in the United States, I absolutely think they should. And I wish them the best of success down in Mexico, and I hope it benefits the low-income folks down there that need to learn how to save and create wealth for themselves. And if Walmart can help them do that, then I think it's a heroic move on their part. And they can profit as well at the same time. It's a great idea. 800-259-9231. George Bush's defeated foe, U.S. civil liberty, according to Paul Craig Roberts. We'll share it with you on the way. You can take control of the airwaves, even in these remaining moments. It is your show. It's Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die, with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism.
Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, your show. You take control. Thanksgiving Day episode. We're here live, being here with you. And Mark can bring up anything, even in these remaining moments. Still time for your call at 800-259-9231. It is the Packet 8 toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site, we give them away. We would like you to amplify the show in return. If you like the program, you want to help support Free Talk Live, get us on more radio stations, then voluntarily head over to amp.freetalklive.com. Read the details about the AMP program. You'll understand what we're doing. It's very simple. We take in $3 a month from you, listeners like you, and we turn it around into promotion for the show. We buy industry advertisements to get the show on more radio stations, buy internet advertisements to get more internet listeners. Of course, the purpose is to spread Free Talk Live and thereby, by proxy, spread the message of freedom and liberty around the world. So if that's important to you, and it has been important to over 300 existing amplifiers, then head over to amp.freetalklive.com to become a Free Talk Live amplifier and enjoy the perks. You get access to the amplifier-only call-in lines, classic archives, plus as we've just initiated the new AMP voicemail system that we've got set up. More details to come on that in the future.
Yeah, we should see. It'll be interesting to see how that sort of evolves.
Indeed. So George Orwell warned us, according to Paul Craig Roberts from LouRockwell.com, but what American would have expected that in the opening years of the 21st century, the United States would become a country in which lies and deception by the president and vice president were the basis for a foreign policy of war and aggression, and in which indefinite detention without charges, torture, and spying on citizens without warrants have displaced the Bill of Rights and the United States Constitution. If anyone had predicted that the election of George W. Bush to the presidency would result in an American police state and illegal wars of aggression, he would have been dismissed as a lunatic. What American would have ever thought that any U.S. president and attorney general would defend torture? Or that a Republican Congress would pass a bill legalizing torture by the executive branch and exempting the executive branch from the Geneva Convention.
And suspending habeas corpus for people.
What American would have ever expected the U.S. Congress to accept the president's claim that he is above the law? What American could have imagined that if such crimes and travesties occurred, that nothing would be done about them and the media and the opposition party would be largely silent? Except for a few columnists who are denounced by conservatives as traitors for defending the Bill of Rights, the defense of U.S. civil liberty has been limited to the American Civil Liberties Union, Amnesty International, and Human Rights Watch.
And Free Talk Live.
And Keith Olbermann's been doing a good job on television as well. But that's about it. The few federal judges who have refused to genuflect before the Bush police state are denounced by Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez as a grave threat to U.S. security. Vice President Richard Cheney called a federal judge's ruling against the Bush administration or the Bush regime's illegal and unconstitutional warrantless surveillance program, quote, an indefensible act of judicial overreaching. Brainwashed conservatives are so accustomed to denouncing federal judges for judicial activism, so-called, that Cheney's charge of overreach goes down smoothly. Vast percentages of the American public are simply unconcerned that their liberty can be revoked at the discretion of a police or military officer, and that they can be held without evidence, trial, or access to an attorney, and tortured until they confess to whatever charge their torturers wish to impose. He's not exaggerating, by the way. All of these things have happened. We've been covering them all along.
It's really unfortunate, but they get to decide what torture is and what torture isn't. They get to decide who an enemy combatant is. You know, it can be an American citizen. It can be not an American citizen. Doesn't matter.
Yep. And if they label you an enemy combatant, your friends may not ever know. They might just pick you up off the streets and disappear you.
Mm.
And you might not ever see the light of day again because you'll have a military trial with a military jury. Not even a jury, a judge. Military tribunal.
No visitors. This isn't like regular prison.
Military lawyer.
Where they charge you with something and you get a trial. In most cases, people don't take the trials.
Public not allowed.
No.
You might not even be allowed. We are not exaggerating this. This is for real. Americans believe, says Paul Craig Roberts, that such things can only happen to real terrorists, despite the overwhelming evidence that most of the Bush regime's detainees have no connections to terrorism. Even their golden boy, Jose Padilla, the man that's been held for over 3 years now, I think it's well over 4 years, at this point, on alleged terrorism charges, they've actually had to drop some of the charges that they made against. By the way, they were forced to actually levy charges against this guy. And then they've since dropped the most serious of those charges. Because they got nothing. They have nothing.
Right. Supposedly he was planning to put together a dirty bomb, but his charges are nothing like that.
When these points are made to fellow citizens, the reply is usually, I'm doing nothing wrong, I have nothing to fear. Well, why then?
How do we know that Jose Padilla was not, in fact, doing anything wrong?
Why?
We don't. The government has just levied some charges at him, and they didn't even charge him when they finally had to charge him with something. They didn't charge him with the stuff they levied him.
With the accusations.
With the accusations. Are you kidding me?
Why then did the Founding Fathers bother writing the Constitution or the Bill of Rights? American liberties are the result of an 800-year struggle by the English people to make law a shield of the people instead of a weapon in the hands of government. For centuries, English-speaking peoples have understood that governments cannot be trusted with unaccountable power. If the Founding Fathers believed it was necessary to tie down a very weak and limited government, central government, with the Constitution and Bill of Rights, then these protections are certainly more necessary now than that our government has grown in size, scope, and power beyond the imagination of the Founding Fathers. But alas, law and order conservatives have been brainwashed for decades that civil liberties are unnecessary interferences with the ability of police to protect us from criminals. Americans have forgotten that we need protection from government more than we need protection from criminals. Because what happens when the criminals get in charge of government?
Then you're just at the mercy of the criminals.
Once we cut down civil liberties so that police may better pursue criminals and terrorists, where do we stand when government turns on us? This is the famous question asked by Sir Thomas More in the play A Man for All Seasons. The answer is that we stand naked, unprotected by the law. It's an act of the utmost ignorance and stupidity to assume that only criminals and terrorists will stand unprotected. Americans should be roused to fury that Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez and Vice President Cheney have condemned the defense of American civil liberty as a grave threat to U.S. security. This blatant use of an orchestrated and propagandistic fear to create a national security wedge against the Bill of Rights is an impeachable offense. Mark my words, the future of civil liberty in the United States depends on the impeachment and conviction of Bush, Cheney, and Gonzalez.
Please, that's not going to happen.
No, it's not. And the Democrats have pledged. They have pledged it that it will not happen.
Why?
Well,
what's the point in having pledged that?
I don't know. I don't understand it. It's really just a back-scratching session. It's really just a, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours, and we'll protect each other. Okay, you Democrats are in charge now. Well, you just protect us. But George Bush could say, well, look, I'm still the president, and y'all are in charge, so you can just pass whatever laws you want, and I'll sign them. Just don't bring me up on charges, okay? Don't bring my friends up on charges either.
Could be.
Yeah, it could be that simple. Really. I mean, they have closed-door meetings all the time, and who knows what goes on in the halls of Washington? Who knows when backroom deals are cut? They've all been scratching each other's backs. These laws don't just get, you know, these laws get passed on a bipartisan basis. Democrats vote for some of them. Republicans vote for some of them. Either way, the Democrats' programs get through every few years. The Republicans' programs get through. It's all more bigger government for everybody. They're all voting for it. 800-259-9231, but it's not just happening here. It's happening in the United Kingdom. And, Mark, I believe that you had a story in relation to some fingerprinting that's going on because the police state continues to expand all around the world.
Yeah, it's just a short little bit, but it's amazing. Motorists from the BBC, motorists to give fingerprints. Drivers who get stopped by the police could have their fingerprints taken at the roadside under a new plan to help officers check people's identities. These aren't people arrested. It's checking their identities just to make sure you are who you say you are.
No, it's protection, security.
A handheld device being tested by 10 forces in England and Wales is linked to a database of 6.5 million prints. Police say that they will have they will save time because people will no longer have to go to the station to prove their identity. Isn't that convenient?
Wow,
it's
so nice.
Great for people. Officers promise prints will not be kept on file, but concerns have been raised about civil liberties. They won't keep the prints of people taken on file.
But they have to match them up against something.
Well, but if you'll fail a match if you haven't been arrested, at least in the United States.
Oh.
And I would imagine it's that way, too, because I'm sure they don't just have it printed everybody in England. So they don't just take the information, supposedly, right?
You know, it's
they don't
just
take the information that they have gleaned at that point and then keep it on file.
It's never enough. This is just another step towards taking people's blood on the side of the road. And if you think I'm exaggerating, there are already states in the United States where the troopers, the highway patrolmen, are being trained as to how to take blood from people on the side of the road. It's okay. It's only for identification purposes. We just want to protect you from terror.
Yeah, well, you better bring a full botanist if you want to take some blood from me, because I'm not going to let some trooper do it.
It's Benny in here with you.
And Mark.
We'll be back tomorrow night for the Black Friday edition of Free Talk Live. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. And happy Thanksgiving Day to you. Gobble, gobble.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.